Here's your most iconic scenes in horror movies. Now, yesterday we left off. I had the top 10, and this was from Variety magazine. And these are the most iconic scenes. 10, we had from The Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal taking his face off in the ambulance. The Shining was frozen Jack Nicholson at the end of the movie. Jaws, the opening scene. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, where the first victim walks into the house past the no trespassing sign. Hmm. Then we had, and from Halloween, Michael Myers with mask on killing his sister as a youth, which is a little
surprising. From his point of view.
From his point of view, yeah. That's like, but it's not really the grown-up Michael Myers that you know. It's the one time the kid is in the
scene. And how old is this child when he commits the murder?
I believe he's 6. Yeah. It's yeah, I know. He's 6. Yeah. Because the doctor, who's always talking about how evil he is, Donald Pleasant, says, I met this 6-year-old boy with the blackest eyes, the darkest eyes. I'm pretty sure he says 6.
6?
That's young, man. And his sister was like 17. The boyfriend on Halloween night had just...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. You know, and I didn't realize that when I was a kid. The boyfriend is with her on the couch and says, let's go upstairs. And she goes, Michael's around here somewhere. He goes, I don't care. And they go upstairs. And 5 minutes later, he's putting his shirt on, walking down the stairs. And she goes, you'll call me, right? And he goes, yeah, baby, and leaves. And then that's when Michael picks up the mask and goes and takes her out.
So the boyfriend escapes scot-free?
Yeah,
never to be seen again?
Never even saw Michael and never seen again. Well, then as soon as they catch Michael, it's 20, you know, 15 years later, it's Halloween night. Okay, this is number five. It's from The Exorcist. What scene do you think it is from The Exorcist that is the most iconic?
Well, there's two that come to mind.
There's two,
yeah,
right.
I mean, my mind goes right to the pee scene.
The vomit?
Pee soup, really? Oh, the pee soup. I thought you meant the urinating, because she came down and peed on the carpet. Oh, no, you mean pee soup.
The pee soup vomit?
Yeah. Pee soup vomit.
Where's Regan?
In here with us.
Show me Regan and I'll loosen one of the straps.
And that does, you know that.
Not
smell.
Spider walk across the ceiling?
No, that's a good one too, though. Boy, oh my God, I forgot about spider. And how about levitating off the bed?
Off the bed,
yeah.
No, it's head turning all the way around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, there's also that crucifix thing. Ugh.
Wow.
You guys have never made a woman mad enough that her head spins.
You've seen that.
I've seen that. Same thing with crawling on the ceiling.
No, they do head spin around.
Trust me. Tell them to quit acting crazy. Why are you acting so crazy? Wow, she's on the ceiling.
I didn't know you could spider walk across. Yeah. They levitate like that, you know? And then on your stomach, Biggie's, help me. That's what that appears on Reagan's stomach at one point, you know, during the Exorcist. There is actually some interesting audio today from 1973 when Exorcist was in the theater. A local news team grabbed people coming out of the theater and said, what did you think of the movie? This is how they described The Exorcist when it was in theaters.
I think it's disgusting.
Grossest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, it's weird.
She turned her head around.
She turned her head around.
We have a lot of people throwing up and a lot of people shuddering. But the thing that really surprises me is people faint. I mean, I have never in my life known a movie where people would faint.
I ain't never took my coat and pulled my face like that.
He put his coat over his face.
Two people said she turned her head around.
I know. That was the scene, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so that's the one they picked as the most iconic. It's interesting now how today, my daughter has seen The Exorcist in her teen years, and she's like, you know?
Yeah, I mean, because the effect is now looks kind of primitive.
That's right.
But it did. So many people parodied it. It became a thing.
That was such a scary movie at the time. I guess it's harder to shock people now. You know, it's harder to really scare people. But that was as scary as it gets. I'm sorry, but it was. Okay, number four. I just saw this movie 2 weeks ago. I had seen it before, but this is the first time in a long time. The defibrillator scene from The Thing. You remember
forever.
That? You remember that scene?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Great movie, though.
Great scene.
Clear.
He's doing a defibrillator on one of his cohorts there, and his stomach just all of a sudden disappears, and the alien, he becomes the alien thing, and it reaches up and rips his arms off.
Oh.
And it is, it's totally unexpected. I'd forgotten all about it. And I saw it, I was like, Oh my gosh, that is unbelievable. That's the when he did it.
Clear.
Clear.
There's the change. His arms are now ripped off. Yeah, it's good stuff. It's really an iconic scene. And I mean, I forget about The Thing, but that's a great movie.
It's been 35 years since I've seen it.
Phenomenal. Number three, from Scream, from the movie Scream, the most iconic scene from that. What do you think?
Drew Barrymore on the phone?
Yes, yeah. Drew Barrymore on the phone.
So, you got a boyfriend?
Why? You want to ask me out on a date?
Maybe. Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
You never told me your name.
Why do you want to know my name?
I want to know who I'm looking at.
What did you say?
I want to know who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Superb.
As soon as that is said, it's like, uh-oh, I better sit up in my seat.
Mm-hmm. You can hear the music.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely perfect. I saw that in the theater.
Flexing all over this place.
Sure did. Saw it in the theater. That's the one I saw with my friend Neil. You remember Neil.
Is that when the film broke?
Yes. He was prickly. Okay, Neil was prickly at the time. Mm-hmm. We went midday playing hooky over here, and we go out and see Scream, and it breaks with 45 minutes to go, and I'm so into it. I mean, the theater, the projector broke, and in the lobby, Neil says...
The house lights came up.
House lights came up.
And the manager's like, sorry.
Yeah, and he says, we'll give you a voucher to come back later. And Neil says, I'm not coming back later. I want my money back. And then all the others say, yeah, I want my money back.
Money back.
And the guy's like, you have to work with us. And Neil says, I won't work with you. And everybody else says, I won't work with you either.
If he doesn't work with you, I don't work with you.
So he gave everybody their money back. But I said, I love this movie. And I raced 30 minutes across town to see the end of it at a different theater.
At a different cinema.
Yes, that's how much I loved it. And then Neil said, I want the money for my M&Ms back. I wouldn't have bought M&Ms or popcorn or this Coke without being here. I want my money back. And he goes, I can't give you concession money back. And everybody else said, I want my concession money back.
If he gets his concession money back, I want my concession money back.
That's exactly right. That's
just leave.
That's what they did.
I learned something interesting about Scream.
Yeah?
It one, it opened at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It opened December 20th.
Wow.
Because the studio was going against the grain.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
And also, it did not do well at first. It only opened with $6 million at the box office.
Got my $5.
There you go.
That was a word of mouth that really built.
It was. That's just it. They said they still to this day, it's one of the best word of mouth movies.
I would not have guessed that.
Yeah. Because I would thought, oh, hit. That's all you ever hear.
Yeah.
But it built very slowly.
Because I feel like I saw it. It might have been well after, like as you said, like in March or something.
Well,
after.
They opened it as kind of like an anti-Christmas movie.
Well, I'll look. I still have my ticket stub. Neil signed it.
That's odd.
He's my friend. He's prickly, though.
Yeah.
Moody.
Yeah.
Number two, Alien. Iconic scene.
Oh. Out of the gut?
Yeah.
That's all you need to see, bro. That's it. You know that. Alien out of gut. Didn't expect it. Didn't see
you
it coming.
No. You don't.
But those people at... Like after they ate that noodle dish that Joyce brought in.
Joyce!
Bad.
I don't know if I cooked the shrimp all the way. What?
Joyce, you tell bitch. Us? Oh my God.
Well, they're technically not shrimp. That's what the guy at the market says. Legally, he couldn't call them shrimp.
I never understood. I never understood what opaque means.
Okay. What do you think's the most iconic movie scene of all time? All time. First of all, you can guess it. Then I'll give you the year of the movie and you'll know it.
Well, I mean, we haven't touched on Psycho yet, have we? The shower.
Don't say another word. That's all you need to say. Psycho shower. That's chocolate syrup for blood. Factoid. I would have been licking myself. If I was her, I'd lick my arms and everything I could lick.
We need somebody to come in and lick Janet Leigh, please.
I'll do it.